Sadashiva in the Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu performed his bhajan very close to here in a place called Advaita Vat. We will be passing that place and having darshan. It was there that Sri Advaita Acharya worshipped the Supreme Personality of Godhead here in Vrindavan, and under that vat or tree, the sacred deity of Madan Gopal appeared to him. Previously, Vajranav, the great grandson of Lord Krishna, established deities as well as commemorations of Krishna's pastimes in various parts of Brajbhumi. Maharaj Parikshit, who was then the king of the planet, coronated Vajranav as the king of Mathura in Vrindavan. Many deities he established. Three are very prominent, especially sacred to the Gaudiya Vaishnavas: Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Radha Gopinath. It is described how those deities were lost within the ocean of time and gradually revealed themselves to the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where they were installed and are continued worshipped to this very day. So Madan Mohan or Madan Gopal was worshipped by Advaita Acharya, but then he decided to go to Navadvip, Shantipur, to perform his leela of praying very loudly for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to appear within this world. So he entrusted the worship of Madan Gopal to one of his disciples, whose name was Purushottam Chaubey. He lived in Mathura. He worshipped the deity in spontaneous, ecstatic love. Being a very pure-hearted devotee, the Lord revealed himself to this great devotee as his own child. He worshipped Madan Gopal just like a father would serve his child. During that time, Srila Sanatana Goswami, he was living upon this hill, which we will visit in a few minutes. It is called Dwadas Aditya Tio. After Krishna subdued the Kaliya serpent, he was feeling cold from being in the water for so long. He came to the top of this hill, and there this sun, the 12 sons of Aditi appeared as suns. And they emanated their rays upon Krishna in such a way to give him very pleasing warmth. Krishna perspired, and that perspiration formed a lake just on the bottom of that hill, which today is dried up. So Dwadas Aditya Tirtha was the place where the sun, the 12 Adityas, appeared to render the service to Krishna. Sanatana Goswami made his residence there. But every day he would go for Madhukari. One day he was passing through Mathura, and he went to the home of Purushottam Chobe, and he received his alms. There he saw the beautiful deity of Madan Gopal. He worshipped him with great devotion. But he told the Brahmin that you are chastising this deity just as you are chastising your own son. So Sanatana Goswami told him, according to Shastra, the proper process of deity worship. And he came back here. So Madan Gopal appeared in a dream to Sanatana Goswami that he wanted to be worshipped by him. At the same time, he appeared to that Brahmin and told him that my intimate associate Sanatana has come. Please entrust my worship to him. Sanatana Goswami was very reluctant because he had left all the riches of the world to live as a simple mendicant under a tree. Where is the proper place to worship deity? But by Madan Mohan's desire, he worshipped him just under a tree on the Dwadas Aditya Tirtha. And he would go out and beg. Sometimes he would get some wheat flour and he would roll it into balls and cook it in fire and offer that to the deities. It is explained one day Madan Mohan asked him that, can you at least put little salt on this roti that you are giving me? Sanatana Goswami replied that this is all I have. I am offering you the best of whatever I can give you. Please, my Lord, accept it. Just at that time, there was a large boat that was sailing down Jamuna toward Agra. And there was a very, very wealthy merchant named Mr. Kapoor. And he was especially a salt merchant. His boat was filled with salt. It got stuck in the river, just under the hill. He was in great dismay. The boat appeared that it was so stuck it would never be released. In fact, maybe it will sink. At that time, Madan Mohan took the form of a beautiful little cowherd boy and told Kapoor that there is a very, very great devotee who is living on that hill. If you receive his blessings, then Krishna will give his mercy to you. So he went up the hill, and Sanatana Goswami taught him the glories and the worship of Sri Madan Mohan. So Mr. Kapoor bowed down, and as he bowed down, he wanted to give some money, but he had no money. All he had was a little package of salt, which just happened to be what Madan Mohan wanted. And if you please Krishna, patram pushpam palam toyam, yome bhakta prayachati. The little fruit, a little water, a flower, or a leaf, or even a little salt, if it is offered with devotion, Krishna will reciprocate and accept it. So Sanatan Goswami told Mr. Kapoor that you have worshipped and honored Lord Krishna. Now go back to your boat. When he returned, the boat came out of its dilemma and was ready for sailing. So he sold all of his wares and he came back and offered whatever wealth he had to Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami told him, I've already renounced all wealth. I have no need for anything. But my deity, there is no reason for him to have to continue living under a tree. Please build a temple for him. So he had constructed the original temple in all of Vrindavan, Madan Mohan Mandir, which is today one of the emblem landmarks of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Later on, when the Emperor Aurangzeb came here in his demoniac spirit, he was threatening to desecrate temples and destroy deities and kill Vaishnavas. At that time, Madan Mohan was brought to Jaipur and later was brought to Karoli. And these deities are the Pratibhumurtis. At the time, they built this new temple and they installed these deities. And the Pratibhumurtis are absolutely non-different than the original deities of Srila Sanatana Goswami. On the top of the hill, you will find the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Sanatana Goswami. You'll also find the well that was personally made by Krishna himself to give water to Sanatana Goswami, which is the sweetest water in all of Vrindavan area. It is a very, very holy place. The Madan Mohan deity is the Sambandha Murti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained, in the whole Vedic literatures, there is essentially three principles being discussed. Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojana. Sambandha means to re-establish our lost relationship with Krishna. Madan Mohan is the Sambandha Murti. It is he who attracts our hearts away from the temporary sources of misery in this world and brings us again to his loving service. Once receiving the mercy of Madan Mohan, then we can worship Govinda Dev, who represents Abhideya, or rendering devotional service to Lord Krishna with great attachment. And through that process, we can gradually approach Gopinath. The ultimate perfection of life is prayojana, jnana, which means to imbibe the spirit of the pure selfless surrender and devotion of the gopis of Vrindavan and worship Krishna in spontaneous love. So we begin our yatra very auspicious way by first praying for the mercy of Sri Madan Mohan, that he may attract our hearts away from the sources of misery and death in the form of the pleasures of this world and bring us to that fearless state of selfless devotion to his lotus feet. Krishna is all attractive. Whatever attractions are anywhere within this world, it is only a perverted reflection of a tiny little spark of the all-attractive form of Krishna. Madan Mohan is that all-full, is that all-attractive personality that we are all longing to love, to remember, and to serve. So let us pray here very sincerely that our hearts may forever be drawn to him. As Queen Kunti prayed in Srimad Bhagavatam, O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be forever drawn unto you without being diverted to anything or anyone else. Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai.